I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, stated that the accusations against Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, quote, reveal a grievous moral failure within the Church, and said the Church has to take steps to respond to leaders as, quote, moral failures of judgment. Cardinal DiNardo has gathered the bishops' executive committee in order to determine the next course of action for the conference to take. DiNardo said that the work will take time, but that some things that should be acted on immediately are for anyone who has been abused or harassed to come forward, for bishops to respond with, quote, compassion and justice to anyone who has been abused or harassed, that the USCCB will conduct its own investigation into McCarrick's conduct, and the admittance that the Church is suffering from a crisis of sexual morality, and the right relationship between bishops and God needs to be restored. China announced that should the Trump administration go forward with its latest trade threat, it is ready to impose tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods in retaliation. U.S. products that would be affected are coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals. After implementing a 25% tax on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods earlier this month, the White House recently proposed increasing taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The trade war is part of a dispute over technology. The White House has said China steals or pressures companies to hand over technology, while China has stated it has no plans on changing its course in technology development. Over 10 months after the shooting at the Route 91 festival in Las Vegas, police are closing the investigation without uncovering a motive for the attack. Authorities stated that they have spent hundreds of hours interviewing people and have put thousands of hours into the investigation and are confident that the gunman, Stephen Paddock, acted alone. Officials said Paddock did not leave a manifesto or note to provide any insight as to why he conducted the attack. On October 1, 2017, Paddock shot at the crowd of 22,000 people from his room at the Mandalay Bay, killing 58 and wounding hundreds more. A new study from the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate at Georgetown University shows that over 75% of religious orders of priests, brothers, and sisters in the United States believe it is, quote, theoretically possible to ordain women as deacons in the Catholic Church. The study also reported that 72% of respondents believe the Church, quote, should authorize ordinations of women, and 76% stated that ordaining women as deacons would be, quote, very much or, quote, somewhat beneficial to the Catholic Church's mission. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.